Olympic judo champ suspended 5 months for making sign of the cross after match. By Warner Todd Houston on September 19, 2024. A Serbian judo champion was left stunned when he was informed that he was being suspended for 5 months for daring to make the sign of the cross after his match in the Paris Olympic Games this year. Nemanja Mijatov, 28, has been told that he will not be allowed to compete in any International Judo Federation (IJF) sanctioned fight until February of next year because he supposedly violated the organization's rules of comportment, the Daily Mail reported. The IJF maintains that he is being sanctioned for having shown a clear religious sign when entering the field of play. The video confirms that after his July 31 match, Mijatov did, indeed, perform the sign of the cross as he walked away from the mat. Confirming the suspension in a public statement on Instagram, Mijatov said, 15 days ago, I received a notice from the World Judo Federation about a 5-month suspension for violating religious codes. More precisely, for crossing myself when entering a fight at the Olympic Games. I am prohibited from participating in all tournaments, training camps, and training. The Serbian judoka and silver medalist at this year's World Championship, Nemanja Mijatov, has received a 5-month suspension from all competitions for crossing himself at the Paris Olympics. pic.twitter.com/hofmxdzvh. Visegrad 24, at Visegrad 24, September 19, 2024. More precisely, because of making a sign of the cross when entering a match at the Olympic Games. I was banned from participating in all tournaments, camps, and preparations, he continued. True, in the defense letter of the disciplinary proceedings, I did not want to apologize. And of course, I did not, nor will I ever, although I did not even know what the punishment could be, Mijatov explained. The Lord has given me everything, both for me personally and for my career. And He is number one for me, and I am proud of that. And that will not change under any circumstances. Glory to Him, and thanks for everything, he added. Nothing new for me personally, just a new page in my career and a new life experience. I'm sorry that such a beautiful and difficult sport like judo has fallen to such things. God gave me a great career, 7 European and 3 world medals. When I started, I dreamed of winning at least one big medal and thus succeeding in my life and the life of my family, who sacrificed everything for my career, the grappler added. He gave us a lot more and even borrowed too much so that I would bow my head in front of them when it came either or. He wrote, "We will rest until then, and then we will return with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ to a new beginning and new victories." The martial artist has also noted that the IJF has warned him in the past, both in 2016 and 2022, to stop making the sign of the cross after his bouts. The IJF has defended its anti-Christian rules and noted that Mijatov did not contest his past citations for violating their rules. The group also blasted the athlete for claiming not to know that he was violating the rules and insisted his claims of not knowing about the rule which forbids the display of any religious, political, ethnic or other sign on the field of play in judo, are not accurate. The group added that it respects and appreciates equally all cultures, nationalities, religions and orientations but insisted that its rules ensure its members feel respected and accepted. Our rules regarding the display of religious or other signs are strictly related to the field of play, which is a space dedicated exclusively for judo and where only the judo-specific signs and rules are on display, equally for all, the organization exclaimed. The IJF does not forbid the practice of religions or religious signs outside the field of play, as we continue to respect the individual freedom of each member of our community. The attack on Mijatov for his display of his Christian beliefs seems to be just one more attack on Christians perpetrated by an Olympics that kicked off with what millions felt was a blasphemous display of a gay-themed mocking of the Last Supper, as well as an elaborate dance number featuring dozens of LGBTQ displays. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.